Well, let's take a break from the news about coronavirus now for a special honky tonk edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox.
I've got a Friday night, good ride, honky tonk attitude.
We'll go honky tonking round this town.
J. Patrick Tinnell is the program director at WSM in Nashville, one of the country's most famous country music radio stations. Jay, welcome. Thank you so much for taking some time for us.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Well, and I imagine that the beautiful honky-tonks on Broadway there in Nashville are pretty quiet right now.
Yeah, Broadway is closed down. The honky-tonks are closed. All the neon is dark. It is an odd time to be in downtown Nashville these days.
Well, and for people who haven't been there, just give us a sense of the importance of that strip in terms of the world of country music.
Oh, it's where it's all started. I mean, country music more or less was built on the honky-tonks in Nashville. There, especially the alley that connects some of the more famous honky-tonks to the Ryman Auditorium, where, of course, the Grand Ole Opry called home for many, many years. And you know, there was a time where the biggest stars of the day would play the Opry on the Ryman stage and just go across the alley and end the night playing in the honky-tonks. And now the honky-tonks have grown to the point to where there's many modern clubs, but there's still that corner there at 5th and Broadway that are still the legendary honky-tonks from decades ago.
All right, well, the first song that you have brought us is so perfect for the empty honky-tonks right now. This is I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
What a great song this is. Now, this is very well known by so many, but tell us maybe something we don't know about this song or about Hank Williams.
Well, Hank is the just a honky-tonk icon, and what you may not know is this was not intended to be a single. This was actually a B-side to Hole in My Bucket, or My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. And then it just kind of caught on. And I picked this song because not only is it my favorite Hank Williams song, but it kind of speaks to what a lot of people are feeling today as well.
Well, the next one that you have brought us is by Loretta Lynn, another giant of Nashville and the country music scene. In fact, I remember interviewing many years ago Don Cusick, who's a professor of country music history at Belmont there in Nashville. And he was saying that his office is actually where Loretta Lynn wrote Stand By Your Man. But this song that you have brought us is Honky Tonk Girl. Let's listen. So what is a honky-tonk girl, Jay?
Well, you know, I think it was Loretta saying, you think honky-tonks are just for guys. Well, she's a honky-tonk girl. And this was her first single. This was her debut single. So the mythos of Loretta, the fact that she literally willed her career into existence by traveling around from radio station to radio station and convincing DJs to play a song, this was the song. This was the one that her and her husband was pushing at the time. And of course, Loretta would go on to be one of the most groundbreaking, glass ceiling shattering influential artist in country history. And it all started with Honky Tonk Girl.
Okay, the next one you brought us is If You've Got the Money, I've Got the Time. This is by Lefty Frizzell.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right.
Well, in this economy, I think there are a lot of people who don't have the money, but everybody's got the time right now.
It's true. This is one of those honky-tonk songs that you would still hear coming out of the clubs today, clubs like Robert's Western World or Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. And the thing about Lefty Frizzell was, at the time, he was kind of a crossover artist because his voice was a little more smooth than some of the other artists of the time. So If You Got the Money especially appealed more to a mainstream audience than just that typical honky-tonk crowd.
All right, well, the last one we have time for today is Thanks a Lot. This is by Ernest Tubb.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got.
Jay, tell us why you picked this one.
I think Ernest Tubb, so revolutionary, in fact, in the way that he brought the electric guitar to the sound, to the honky-tonk sound. And this is a theme in honky-tonk songs that you hear all the time, the theme of lost love. But Ernest did it in kind of an upbeat, sarcastic tone. And he would perform on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry when it was in the Ryman Auditorium. And then he had opened his Ernest Tubb Record Shop, which was just a few blocks down Broadway. He would go and perform the Midnight Jamboree on Saturday nights following the Grand Ole Opry. The Midnight Jamboree was also broadcast on WSM Radio, still is. And the Midnight Jamboree is the second longest running radio show in history. Of course, the Grand Ole Opry being the first.
You know, Jay, as I listen to this song and some of the others as well, it's interesting, and this is probably the case in a lot of country music, is there's a level of sadness in what they're singing about, but I guess it's better to sing about it than cry about it.
True. I mean, you know, it's so weird the time that we're in right now. And it feels like, especially from an economic standpoint, what we may be slowly pushing into. And that it was so apparent in the songs of the time, the struggles, the economic struggles, the struggles of the heart. And I guess if it wasn't for being poor and heartbreak, honky tonk music never would have come about.
That is Jay Patrick Tennell, who is program director at WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. Great to talk with you. Thanks so much, Jay. Stay safe.
Thank you.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.
And that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot.